That's washcloth.
And any other name for that?
I don't know. I don't know of any.
You ever hear bath cloth?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that, too.
What's that?
Well, it's the same thing. It's just a washcloth, and just depends on what you want to call it, I guess.
What was that other thing that you call it?
Yeah.
Hoop. What did your parents call that?
My parents called it a wash rag, but my husband's parents called it a wash scrap.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
And where did you hear bat? What was that other thing, bat?
Bath cloth.
Uh-huh. Where did you hear that?
Well, I've heard it all, everybody, you know. It's not unusual for anybody to call it a bath cloth.
Mm-hmm. And you dry yourself off with a
towel.
And if you want to turn on the water, you go to the sink and turn on the
faucet.
And if you have something in your yard to hook your hose up to, you call that thing
the hydrant.
And say, do you remember when people worked out in the field and they'd bring water out in a cart or a wagon? What they call
yeah.
it? What would they call the container?
Well, we called it jugs. We had some little, I guess you'd say pottery jugs that kept the water cool good, and back then there wasn't any ice.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we'd carry the water out there in.
Did you ever see anything bigger that would have something to turn?
I've seen it, but we never did have it.
What would you call it?
I don't know, just a water cart, I reckon.
What about the thing that you'd turn to get the water to?
The faucet, I guess.
Okay. And you say it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze, and even way down here that happens occasionally.
Oh, really?
One time I heard something fall in the night, and I couldn't figure out what it was, and I asked my husband, I said, Rick, what that was? He said, I don't have any idea. Mm-hmm. So I just, my curiosity got the best of it, and I got in there and got up, went in the bathroom and looked, and the lavatory had frozen and broke off of the wall.
Mm. You'd say the water pipes froze and what?
Usually burst.
Uh-huh. You say so the water pipes froze and they...
I don't think I understand what you...
Water pipes froze and then they
bursted.
Okay. And something that people used to buy flour in. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, we used to buy it by the 196 pound barrel.
It's pretty big.
My daddy'd go to Ellisville and buy a barrel of flour and 100 pound of sugar and 100 pound of rice and buy a wagon load of stuff.
Ellisville was the closest city to a town to here, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was, to start with, the county seat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eastman Gardner Company come to Laurel and put in a lumber mill there, and Laurel built up so fast till they decided to have that for the county seat. Of course, Ellisville still has a courthouse and county officers, just like they do in law.
What do you call the things that run around the barrel that hold the wood in place?
Hoops.
And what did lard used to